Communication is a big component in the health of mother-daughter relationships. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Haley Hortzman, assistant professor of interpersonal and family communication at the University of Missouri, details how telling their story to their mothers can help daughters through rough periods in their lives.
When faced with adversity, humans make meaning of their experiences through storytelling. This is especially true when it comes to mothers and daughters. Our research found that daughters re-story their difficult situations over time, often increasing the positivity of those stories after conversations with their mother. We believe that these changes in difficult stories can improve the well-being of daughters and their mothers. The goal of our study was to understand how communication can change the way daughters make sense of their experiences. When dealing with difficult situations from death to problems in school, how a daughter communicates with her mother can impact her overall well-being. We wanted to learn how aspects of interpersonal communication, such as perspective taking, engagement, and taking turns, impact how we make sense of adversity. We had 62 young adult daughters write out a story of a difficult experience and complete a well-being survey. 2 days later, the daughters met with their mothers to tell the story. 2 days after that, the daughters completed another written survey with the story writing prompt and the measures of well-being. When we analyzed the results, we found that daughters' stories changed over time and with respect to the qualities of their mother-daughter conversation. Specifically, when mothers and daughters took turns sharing their perspectives, daughters tended to later write their stories more positively. The takeaway is that our narratives matter, and communication has the power to change the way that we make sense of our lives. If mothers can foster warmth and affection in their conversations, and if daughters listen to their mother's perspective, the conversations they share can help daughters work through the negative emotions associated with stress.
That was Haley Hortzman of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
So mothers, be good to your daughters too.